All right, so we're looking at the Yukjin app, lesson three, foods. So we're going to learn.
Art cook Michelle Ilutzik-Snyder and Diane Wetter are trying out a new way to learn Yupik during a conference at the Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham. The Yukjin app has games and lessons with pictures of local people acting out words and phrases, and it was put together by Achanak Esther Ilutzik, the director of Yupik Studies for the Southwest Region School District. She's also Utkuk's mom. Ilutzik's department has spent years building a curriculum to strengthen oral language skills.
It was something that the district, my district, had recommended that we revitalize the Yupik language. And we've been putting curriculum together to revitalize our language, having a strong oral Yupik language base. But we needed something else to help the student and community members.
The hope is to reach students and other potential speakers through technology. Ilutzik began to develop the app in 2016. To do so, she gathered a committee of community members, elders, and instructors from villages around the region. Along with 45 lessons and features that focus on basic vocabulary and grammar, the app has cultural lessons and historical photos of people from the area. It also includes a Yupik dance video and rhymes.
Okay, the chant is in the springtime, and I used to always sing this as a little girl, and I don't even remember how I learned it. But in the springtime, you'd see the robins come, and you always sang this to the robins. And so that was one of my favorite memories, to sing to the robin. Bituk chulik is a robin. Bituk chulik, nolik tok tok, the robin married.
Pronunciation of the same word can vary, even from village to village. So when Ilutzik and her team developed the app, they made sure to include different pronunciations, using local voices from Nustuyahok, Manikotik, Togiak, and Alekmagik.
Most people around here say.
Back at the campus, Wetter and Ilutzik-Snyder are learning those subtle differences.
Way to say it. A different dialect, I think, is Hama. Hama.
Yeah. Ilutzik-Snyder says the app is so helpful because it's geared toward all levels.
What I really like about the quiz portion of it is there's a section where you can record your own voice saying the word, and then you can compare it to them saying the word, so you can kind of hear maybe how yours differs and what you need to work on.
Achanak Ilutzik cautions that the app is only supplementary. While it provides an introduction to Yupik, she says that nothing can replace good, old-fashioned classes. Still, the games on the app can help solidify the lessons. According to Ilutzik, the app is part of building a bridge to past generations and encouraging people to explore their history.
We have this void within the culture of our people. It's a couple of generations. It comes from the flu epidemic, and where the children of those people that passed away weren't able to pass on the information.
The Yukjin app was released in August. Now, instructors and students can download it on iPhones and iPads. Ilutzik hopes that by making practice more accessible, people will be encouraged to start speaking outside the classroom. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.